The 13-day trip is scheduled for mid-October and has the governor and three members of the state's development office meeting with business leaders in Spain, France, Germany, Switzerland, and Italy. Tomlin says he will be focusing on strengthening the relationships West Virginia has with companies already doing business in the state, as well as targeting some who are considering investing. One of the main focuses is a plastic polymer trade show, in which the governor says the state can offer the abundant byproducts of the Marcellus shale industry, in particular ethane, to the industries for production.
My whole goal is to create jobs and bring investment to the state of West Virginia. And my theory has been you can't sit and wait for business to come through the door. You've got to go out and let people know what we have to offer in West Virginia. And that's what we hope to do on this mission.
Nearly one-third, or about $11 billion in West Virginia's annual exports, go to Europe. The governor's office has not yet released the amount this trip will cost the state. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.